Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 13, becoming like Him in His peace. Peace and joy walk hand in hand. One of the Tyndale commentaries mention, peace is joy resting and joy is peace dancing. A person who has the joy of the Lord will inevitably have the peace of the Lord. Jesus promised us peace, that which the world cannot give. Peace is an essential attribute of the Godhead family. The peace that they experienced in their relationship with each other was best displayed on the cross. It is in deep agony and pain where our peace is tried. Jesus' first words in a time like that were, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." These are words coming from a man in profound physical and emotional pain, yet possessing deep peace. It is that peace that we who are His children have been promised to receive. Centuries before Jesus was born, the title that was given to Him in Isaiah's prophecy was Prince of Peace. The angels declared similar words during His birth, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Jesus' mission was to give us this peace because He is peace, and it is not an attribute that can ever be separated from who He is. How do we experience this peace? Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. When we encounter Jesus, the God of peace, we are transformed into peace lovers and peacemakers. The world today is in a desperate need of peace. Sadly, we turn to every other source for peace other than God Himself, who is the author of peace. When we receive Jesus, we are in for an abundance of peace that the world cannot offer. Are you at a loss of peace today because of family disputes, conflicts, financial burdens, or any other reasons? Would you invite Jesus to be your peace? Mary and Joseph were at the point of divorce, but God intervened and granted peace to Joseph. Think about Mary Magdalene, out of whom evil spirits were cast out. Remember the man who was possessed, tortured by evil spirits, and lived in the tombs. Think about Paul, a religious fanatic and murderer, who experienced peace when he experienced Jesus. We find several instances of people in the Bible who sought for peace and received it. If He could do it for them, then He can do it for you as well. Let us pray. Lord, You have promised peace that surpasses all understanding. I trust that You can bring peace in my heart amidst my circumstances. Come, God of peace, into my life and restore the joy of Your salvation to me. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions are also available at urbanindia.org. God bless.